David, why don't you give him some final words?
What a night, huh? You know, again, and a lot of people said this. My dad said it. Sean, Wayne Jr. You guys know, he just knows, when Wayne Jr. talks about when he was eight, he's still the same height that he was when he was eight. You know, he hasn't grown anymore. But I'm sorry. I feel bad about that. I really do. But,
no, I don't.
But I look around here and I see a lot of people that did a lot of things for me, whether it was Ron Mims at Ron's Welding welding my radiator up that I knocked out the night before because I couldn't afford a new one and not charging me for it, or Robert Folco building me motors, and I'm quite sure I still owe Robert Folco money. I hope he doesn't want to square up here today. Mike Wakely, who gave me a shot to keep going all pro racing, and all the volunteer guys. I mean, you know, you're everybody that I paid by the cheeseburger, and most of the time I wouldn't let you get the cheese because it was 25 cents extra a lot of times. You know, you guys believing in me is what has got me to this point, because there's people, Ken White and people like that, who whenever I was down and out and had absolutely no money, I mean, you ask Lisa, no money, okay? The whole reason her father came to help me, because she knew, and he knew, that we was fixing to move in with them. He said, I got to do something, or I'm, you know, they're fixing to move back in. So, I mean, people like that just kept digging and kept me in. I mean, I always loved the sport, and I never gave up. And my dad would never allow me to give up, or my wife, or anybody, because a lot of people believed in me, even when I was destroying stuff. DW, if you guys know about that. I didn't always tear my own stuff up as much as I've tear up before up Daryl's stuff, for some reason. But I just got to thank all you guys, everybody that's helped me, and everybody that's ever helped me. I know, you know, Butch Bryant, and people that I always could go to, and they never turned me down at any given time, even when they didn't have the money. If they didn't have the money, they gave me their time and their effort, and they rode with me in the pickup trucks those late nights and early mornings, and when I was thinking that this was all it was ever going to be, was just, you know, just trying to get by, I don't mind telling you, I like the situation I'm in a whole lot better now than I did back then. But I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. My father, Buzzy Rudiman, who I don't know that he and I have ever thrown each other a football or played baseball, but we've been together a lot. We've raced all over the United States. We've been broke together. We've been in victory lane together. You know, he's made a lot of sacrifices for me to be where I am. And I owe him the world. My mother, who never wanted me to be a race car driver, but always supported me no matter what. You know, I'd say, Mom, I'm fixing to bounce a check, because I wrote a check and I didn't have the money to buy tires, and she'd always cover for me. Or guys, you know, guys I race against. This guy here named Ivan and Lloyd, you guys have heard him talk about. He was probably my fiercest rival at a lot of dirt tracks. We raced that, and outran me probably more times than I outran him. But Daryl, Michael, you stay away from him. I don't want you guys talking to him tonight. But guys like that who made me better because they raced me hard. You know, just there's so many people, and I know I'm leaving people out. And if I am, I apologize, because I love each and every one of you, and I appreciate what you've done for me. And next year's a big unknown, you know. New deal, new driver, new manufacturer. But if you guys see what Michael is building up there, I hope y'all will come see it, because it's pretty special. And I'm seeing guys in the fab shop that I've seen at other guys, you know, big name teams. I'm like, how do they get them? You know, or I know they'd never get this guy, and sure enough, he's hanging a body on a car or whatever. I mean, these guys are hiring some of the best talent that you can possibly buy, and that's not an easy task. So, again, everybody, family, my Uncle Wayne, who did my cylinder heads for nothing when I couldn't afford anything, you know, everybody that kept me racing, because if it wasn't for y'all, I couldn't have made it to the next race, and that's all I thought about, was making it to the next race, and I'm still like that, you know. still need to make the next race. So, again, thank you, everybody, for coming. It's unbelievable how many people have come out here. I'm blown away by it. I never expected this. You guys did an incredible job. Jennifer Chappell, who does my PR, she gets me way more exposure than I ever have deserved to get. We're looking at everybody who put this deal together. Michael, DW, thank you guys very much for giving the opportunity to be here tonight, helping me come home and see everybody, because Z Hills is home, you know. But thank you guys.